in Nama Bhavas.
Yeah, it's not without offense, but still not purely. Not purely. So yeah, it's liberation. In person, it's liberation.
It's moksha, yeah, it's liberation. Yeah. One gets free from all the karmic reactions, completely free from all the karma accumulated. Like Adami, when chanted Narayana, calling his son, he chanted in Namavas. He was not conscious of the personality of Godhead, but still he got liberation, because he was not chanting with offenses. Also, Srila Haridas Thakur, when explaining the holy name of the Lord in the house of Radhanathas Goswami's family, his father and uncle, he said that if one person chants in Namavas, then that person will attain moksha. And there was one pandit named Gopal Chakravarti who didn't believe that. And he said that actually, I don't believe this. This is an exaggeration. And he said that if this is not true what you have said, I would cut off your nose. He was so vehement, so virulent, so negative against Srila Haridas Thakur. Because he was thinking, I'm a Brahmana and you are a Mlecha. You come from a Muslim family, so you are not worthy in speaking like that. What do you know about the Vedas? And then Srila Haridas Thakur said, yes, you are right. If what I'm saying is not true, you don't need to cut off my nose, I will cut off my nose. And then the whole assembly became very upset because Srila Haridas Thakur had been invited. And they asked Gopal Chakravarti to leave the place. And soon after, Gopal Chakravarti became inflicted with leprosy, and his nose and his ears fall off because of the offense against Srila Haridas Thakur. So this is given sometimes as an evidence, historical evidence, of something related to this coin, Namavas towards moksha. What is the result of chanting in Namaparana? What is the result? Any thoughts? We didn't discuss in depth, so maybe that's
registered. Maybe the wilderness?
The wilderness could be one. I would say stagnation in the spiritual life. Yeah. But okay, the wilderness can be. Stagnation, the wilderness. We should avoid Namaparada. Mm-hmm. Of course, in Namaparada also, there may be some, even if it's very slow, we are stagnated, but it's better than nothing. It's better to chant even if we don't do it properly, and we don't chant at all. We may be stagnated. Like Srila Prabhupada Swami Maharaj will explain an incident that took place when Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur traveled to Jagannath Puri from Bengal. He was traveling in pilgrimage with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta at that time was a child. They were traveling together. You have heard that incident? So one time they went to a village. There was a temple which was dilapidated, old temple, abandoned temple. And usually they would go to the village when night will come, they will stop and go to sleep to a temple. So they asked, where there is a temple in this village we want to sleep. It's not, you have to stay in the national. And they said, there is no temple, only one old temple. But don't go there, because it is a haunted temple. So the pujari died, and then the temple is haunted. And it's okay, it's temple, so we go there. So they went, and when they were going to, when they entered into the temple, they saw, they heard there were noises like boom, boom, boom. The windows were banging. There was nobody, right? And even some little rocks would fall from the ceiling. Like if somebody was there, of course. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, who was a child, they suddenly started to chant the holy name. They were chanting. They chanted until midnight. At midnight, it stopped. And then they couldn't sleep. So what happened, the explanation given for that, Gurudeva Maharaj would give, is that actually what happened is that there was a pujari before, there was a pujari in the temple, he was chanting with Namapara. So he became a ghost. And because he was very materialistic, he was attached to live from the money for the pilgrims, but he was not interested. He didn't have high spiritual consciousness. So therefore, he stayed there as a ghost. And he didn't like people coming there. This is my temple. He had this type of mentality. But because he had chanted the holy name, even though he chanted in Namaparada, he must have chanted one name, good, or something, that gave him the spiritual merits for Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta to come to his place, and then they liberated him by chanting purely. So, even Namaparada is better than nothing. But of course, we should avoid Namaparada. We should move to first to the clearing stage, Namavas, and then we should move to Shuddhanam. Chant the pure name, the pure holy name, in Sambandha. Okay, we have 15 minutes. I wanted to read two or three quotes, and I wanted to ask you some little group exercise that you can do together. It's a few quotes from Sri Harinama Chintamani.
Can I ask a question about this?
Okay.
Just about this story about which is not like a pentacle. I was wondering, because he definitely is a ghost, God liberation, at least from his ghost form. I was wondering if it depends on the chanter. If any devotee can give liberation to ghost, or if he has to be the God. Obviously, Shabbatian and Bhaktivinoda was pure devotees. Or if even me or any kind of devotees can liberate ghost like that? Or do you have to?
Yes, by associating with pure devotees. They liberate him from a ghostly form, doesn't mean he went immediately to Vaikuntha, but he was liberated from the ghostly condition due to the Namaparada, and then he would be able to progress further. Now, I didn't hear more details about what was his destination, but certainly he got the mercy of two great acharyas.
So any devotee?
By chanting, even he did it poorly, but he got mercy. This is the wonderful mercy of the holy name of the Lord. Is that okay?
I was just wondering if any kind of devotees can give liberation like this to ghosts? Or is it only pure devotees who can liberate
ghosts? Any pure devotees, but pure devotees are different. Pure devotees. If a devotee chants purely, then that will benefit the subtle being. Yeah. Okay. These are some excerpts from Sri Harinam Chintamani by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. When an artha is destroyed, a pure name appears. Anyone wanting to attain the highest spiritual success of chanting purely must approach a bona fide spiritual master and serve him sincerely and with care. Gradually, as all the anarthas or unwanted desires in the heart are destroyed, the transcendental name of Krishna appears and dances on the tongue of the devotee. Now about anartha. Anatomy of the cloud of anartha. The anarthas are compared to a cloud that impede us to experience the sun of the holy name of the Lord. So we need to clean the anarthas. And here Srila Bhaktivinoda talks about three types of anarthas, like three groups. Hankering for things temporary and real, weakness of the heart and mind, and offenses produce a cloud of anarthas that keeps the jivas in constant suffering. Asat Krishna, that's from Luke, thirsting for the illusory, indicates desires for things not related to Lord Krishna, the cravings for so-called material gains, money, sense enjoyment, etc., fame, and so on. Ridaya Taupalyam refers to propensities of the heart and mind that arise from a condition of spiritual weakness. So the weakness of the heart. And the third one is aparada, the offenses, which were discussed 2 days ago. These three anarthas have to be avoided, for they form a cloud that hides the sun of the holy name. The holy name is always perfect in itself, but namabhas obfuscates the jiva's vision of it. In order to chant purely, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, we need to become situated in Sambandha Tattva, in the relationship with Krishna. Until the jiva is situated in Sambandha Tattva, we won't be able to chant beyond Namabhas. And now for to solve inattentive chanting, which is of three types of inattentive chanting. One is apathetic chanting. We don't have any desire to chant, apathy. Another is laziness or inertia. So the first one is lack of resolve, apathy. The second one is we find unendurable and then we want to sleep. We sleep while chanting. And the third one is distraction, vikshepa, misplacing one's attention in engagements not directly connected to sadhana bhakti, which then results in material desires, because the mind goes all over the place and then brings the material desires. Solutions for pramada, according to Srila Bhaktivinoda, to chant in the company of saintly Vaishnavas, for at least for some time, that's one solution he gives. That's for apathy, because when we chant with others who like to chant, then we get more enthused to chant. Another method is if we chant alone, should be in a very deep, concentrated mood. Or even covering the head with a cloth if we chant alone. want to concentrate more to don't get this done. This is what the Vinod Thakur's statements. And in this way, slowly, the devotee develops attraction for chanting the holy name. For laziness, associated with advanced devotees who don't like to waste time. In this way, one get enthused to become like them. And for distraction, to pay attention, to make a constant conscious effort to like destructive thoughts, to bring back the mind to the holy name. For example, who talks about listen to one mantra, one mantra, one mantra. And then also festivals and Ekadashi are very good because we get like an injection of inspiration with the association of many devotees, or like big japa retreats, or this help us to go deeper, or like in this little retreat also, little seminar, to become more focused in avoiding distraction. And then when we experience a higher taste in chanting, then we're able to become more focused. And then one last quote. Procedure for overcoming distraction. Srila Bhaktivinoda writes, the devotee should make it a regular practice to spend a little time alone in a quiet place and concentrate deeply on the holy name. He should utter and hear the name distinctly. It is impossible for the jiva to single-handedly avoid and overcome the illusion of distraction. By the mercy of the Lord, however, this is accomplished with ease. So we need the mercy of the Lord. Therefore, it is essential to fervently beg for the Lord's grace with great humility. So we need to beg to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to rectify whatever shortcomings we have, so that we can chant the holy name of the Lord in pure consciousness, and we can become totally absorbed in the chanting. And then the last phrase, very important, this is the jiva's only means of salvation. So unless we pray to the Lord for mercy, we won't be able to chant properly the holy name. So I would like to, for closing the seminar, I would like, if you can get together in groups of two or three pairs of clients, get together, you can share. What I would like to discuss is what you are going to do. Well, this is like a practical application reflection. What you get from this seminar, and what you are going to apply starting tonight or tomorrow morning when you start chanting the holy name, whether in kirtan or in japa in the morning, what you are going to make an clear endeavor to apply from this seminar, what resonates with you, and then what would you apply. If you need 1 or 2 minutes to think, you can think, and then you discuss in the room. By sharing with other Vaishnavas, it's like making a commitment in front of Krishna, like, I will do this. So that's good. Thank you very much. Did you manage to express something you will do? Everybody?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. anyone likes to share with everyone, like one or two from each group, one from each group. Prabhu, yes.
Meditation on the eight verses of Sri Chaitanya.
Very good. Meditation on the eight verses of Shikshastra, the prayers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very good. Any of the group can be.
But so we were mostly excited about the, just the fact of that we come together and speak about chanting, because chanting becomes a routine. And but now from it's we are so enlightened that Prabhu said, for example, that I'm waiting now for the morning to chant again.
So it's good to do this more often, to get together and speak about the chanting. Even we could have like a group of devotees who get together, like a support group of chanting, a group of friends, 3, 4, 5 devotees. Can be a big group, but also a small group. And get together and speak about the chanting and share. That's very useful. Good.
We thought it was very nice to chant first the names of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which makes it ask you to keep some space so we can easy to chant. Because it's really our own endeavor. It's not experiences, it becomes very difficult. If I will come to see the way, it does not just because of me, but actually because of his mercy, it becomes much more
difficult. So you say this is what we're going to do, like some of these things we are doing, we want also something new we will do that will add to the chanting. But yeah, that's wonderful. To pray for the mercy of Lord Chaitanya in the beginning to chant better. Good. Thank you. Any other tools?
Not to sleep about chanting. Not to cry.
Not to?
Not to cry. And then...
not to cry?
Yes.
You cry when you chant?
I did this morning.
And you say not to cry?
Well, she advised me not to cry.
But if you cry for Krishna, there's no harm.
That's
perfect. I don't want to contradict nothing, but if you cry for Krishna, there is no harm.
Pronunciation.
You want to improve.
Yes.
Clear pronunciation.
Yes.
Good.
And Tatrika.
Huh?
Tatrika, it's the middle to kind of...
I don't understand that word.
You mentioned tatva before.
Oh, tatva.
Tatva before, yes. But this one is tatrika. Called tatrika, it's like when you try to turn off the consciousness, you know. It helps, especially those people who are visual. And, for example, you can look at the board, and when you look at Hari, you think of Hari. And when you look at Krishna,
okay. So you're going to use that technique to write, to put the name and look at
Well, maybe in the beginning, but once you get in the mood, then you can do that.
Good, that's very good.
And find time to be alone.
To chant with others.
To chant with group and also alone.
Good, okay, good. Very good. That's very good. And in your group, last but not least,
I wanted to learn the 10 offenses by heart because I learn them, forget them, so I want to learn them again.
Very good. Yes, when we learn them, then we can be more conscious of them and to avoid them. Okay. The chanting of the holy name is unlimited and it is so much. It's like a limited ocean of nectar, the chanting. We have just in this seminar touched a little bit on the surface of the glories of the Holy Name and of chanting, with the idea of improving our chanting. So I wish you all success, that your desires for better chanting get fulfilled, and that all your spiritual desires through the Harinama Chintamani, the touchstone of the Holy Name of the Lord, are completely fulfilled. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Harinama Sankirtana ki jai. Samaveta Gaura Bhaktavinda ki jai. Nitai Gaura Premanande ki jai.
Jai 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 Jai